It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. You buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Round Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
The headlines nearly every day about a shooting event seem to be driving more people to arm themselves. A report just a few weeks ago showed there are now well over 17 million concealed firearm carry permits in this country. And one study showed that 3 million Americans carry a firearm legally concealed every day. 9 million say they do it at least once a month. And it is very interesting to compare the state-by-state figures. For example, in South Dakota and Indiana, more than 15% of adults have concealed carry permits, while in Nebraska and Illinois, only 2 to 5% of adults would have permits. The numbers come from the Crime Prevention Research Center. From this week in agribusiness, that hog futures market is finally coming to grips with the swine disease situation in China. So says livestock and meat analyst Dennis Smith with Archer Financial Services. Dennis says the African swine fever is spreading like wildfire over there, and our pork exports, trade war or not, are benefiting, given the fact that China is the biggest pork-consuming nation in the world. Dennis says the weekly pork export shipments last week were the second highest in the past 5 years of record-keeping. Dennis Smith says, and these are his words now, more than half of the world's swine population is being threatened by a killer disease that is proving to be impossible to control. This is very bullish, Dennis concludes. In the cold of November, in our big northern cities, you sometimes wonder how the homeless stay warm. Well, in Minneapolis yesterday, multiple tents in a homeless camp caught fire as they were trying to stay warm. As many as 200 people, maybe even more, homeless now. It seems we hear of so many high-speed events out there on the road that result in crashes. It often makes us wonder if they're driving under the influence. Well, in the Chicago suburb of Arlington Heights, police say the 44-year-old man told them he was high on drugs when he crashed into their police station. After traveling 104 miles an hour, crashed into their new $28 million police headquarters. Oh, he must have looked up at the sign and thought, uh-oh. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.